recent years, especially, it's been a popular trend to follow diets that cut out important nutrients. And this, of course, is done in the name of health and for the purpose of weight loss. And so when I hear of a diet that removes or has a severely reduced amount of any type of macronutrient, the red flags absolutely go up for me. Because in order to function properly, our body needs every single one of them. And so today we'll be talking about why, and I hope that you'll see that cutting these out could be detrimental to your health as well as your fitness goals. Let's dive in. Are you tired of the diet roller coaster of losing weight and gaining it right back? Are you sick of the one-size-fits-all diets that leave you feeling like your body is broken? Are you ready to get results, maintain them, and maybe even enjoy it? In this podcast, you will find solutions to your weight loss and fitness struggles, as well as be equipped to gird yourself with strength and make your arms strong as a Proverbs 31 woman. My mission is to get you to your personal fitness goals using health and fitness tools, coupled with renewing your mind while being rooted in Christ. Hi, I'm Elena. I'm a wife, boy mom, beloved daughter of the king, and lover of all the C words, healthy competition, coffee, and of course, chocolate. After giving birth 3 times in 3 years to my beautiful boys, I tried to lose weight, get healthy, and get strong by following generic, restrictive diets, hoping that I'd finally find the golden ticket. My fitness journey struggles led me to learning how to create a customized plan for myself using macros, because just as God created me to have unique DNA and fingerprints, my plan should also be unique and tailored to me. I also discovered how to address the root of my fitness and weight loss woes. And mama, I am thrilled to be able to share these truly transformational pieces of the puzzle with you. If you are ready to create a plan that is effective while still enjoying your favorite foods, and if you are ready to experience true transformation in your fitness journey, then this podcast is for you. So sis, go heat up your coffee, set the kids up with a snack, grab a notebook and a pen, and get excited for the transformation that's about to begin. Happy Tuesday, my friends. I am excited to dive into this topic because it just, you know, is concerning to me sometimes when I hear of people who have done certain diets and they're removing different macronutrients because these things are so, so important for our body's proper function. Not even just proper function, but for our bodies to function efficiently and to do a really good job, right? Because most of us don't want to just squeak by, slide by, having, you know, pain or difficulty or anything like that. Like, we want to thrive, right? We want to have strong, healthy bodies so that we can take care of our families, our churches, our communities, and just all the responsibilities that God has laid before us. And so, with that being said, let's dive into the 3 different macronutrients and why we need them. Now, I will say that I'm going to start with protein, and I think that it's pretty rare. I'm not sure that it's never happened, but it's pretty rare for people to cut out protein in severe amounts. However, you know, really the only thing I can think of, and I don't really want to say names a whole lot, but possibly vegan types of lifestyles and stuff like that. I know that they have some plant protein, but plant protein tends to be much less available. So anyway, let's talk about protein. Well, protein is an important part of a healthy diet, of course. And the reason being is that proteins are made up of what we call chemical building blocks called amino acids. Your body uses these amino acids to do things like build and repair muscles and bones, as well as to make hormones and enzymes. And with every macronutrient, they are used as an energy source. So one of the things that protein does that I've mentioned is that it helps build. So it's an important building block of bones, of muscles, of cartilage and skin, and really, your hair and your nails are mostly comprised of protein. So it helps build. It also helps repair. Your body uses protein to build and repair tissue. That's why, you know, after you've worked out, it's important to get some protein into your body, usually within 30 minutes or so of finishing your workout. It also helps with oxygenating your body. So your red blood cells contain a protein compound, and what it does is it carries that oxygen throughout the body. And this helps supply your entire body with the nutrients that it needs. Pretty important stuff, right? So protein also helps with digestion, because about half of the dietary protein that you consume each and every day goes into making enzymes. Those enzymes help in digesting your food, as well as making new cells and body chemicals. And then lastly, protein can help with regulation. Protein plays an important role in hormone regulation. And that's going to be especially true during the transformation and development of cells during puberty. So for our young people, you know, there's some crazy changes, right? As we go into puberty from being little girls and little boys, transitioning into becoming a woman or a man, right? So super, super important for those guys, especially to have an adequate amount of protein. So that's protein. Let's go ahead and move into fat and why fats are important. Fats are necessary for energy and for hormone production. They're important for vitamin absorption, for maintaining the membrane, the cell membrane integrity in our bodies, and as well as for growth and development. So one thing that fats helps you do is it helps you absorb vitamins. So vitamins, specifically A, D, E, and K, are what we call fat soluble, which means that your body can absorb them only when you are consuming them with fat. So a lack of fat in your diet can cause deficiencies in these vitamins, which can, of course, as you can imagine, lead to a variety of health issues. In addition to that, fat helps with supporting cell growth in your body, because fat provides structure to the outer membrane of every cell in your body. You know, you look at your body as a whole, and it's easy for us to get caught up in what we're seeing on the outside. But remember, like, our body is made up of cells, and so we want our body to be healthy all the way down to the cellular level. Fat also helps with supporting brain and eye health. That's actually what a lot of your eye and brain is made of. They're very fatty organs. So like the omega-3 fatty acids, you know, commonly known as EPA, and DHA, which you'll see mamas taking a lot during pregnancy, for example, with their fish oil supplements and whatnot. But they help maintain the health of your brain. They help maintain the health of your central nervous system, as well as your retinas, which is, you know, part of your eye. And the interesting thing is that your body doesn't make these fatty acids. You can essentially only get them from your diet. One that's probably a little lesser known is that fats are good for wound healing. Essential fatty acids play a key role in wound healing as well as blood clotting. Now, that's going to be true for any type of wound, but like imagine having just had a baby. You know, there's a lot going on. Your body has a lot of healing to do, and you essentially have a large wound in your womb. And so fat is going to be super, super important for that. And then lastly, which most people probably know at least a little bit, is that fat is vital for hormone production and producing the correct hormones at the correct times. I mean, just think about like the complexities of our cycle, our menstrual cycle, and the different phases. So your body needs dietary fat in order to make the specific hormones, including all the sex hormones, like testosterone and estrogen, of course. And then lastly, let's talk about carbohydrates and the importance of carbohydrates in our diet. So while both protein and fat are considered energy sources, that's why, you know, we get a certain amount of calories from them, carbohydrates are our main source of energy. That's what our body is going to be using primarily in order to have that energy to function. Carbohydrates help to fuel your brain, your kidneys, your heart muscles, and your central nervous system as well. So just think about like fiber, for instance. Fiber is a carbohydrate that helps aid in digestion. It can help you to feel full, and it helps keep blood cholesterol levels in check and in the proper place. Fun fact is that your body can store extra carbohydrates in your muscles as well as your liver for use when you're not getting enough carbohydrates in your diet. But you go long enough without having those essential carbs, you're going to end up depleting that resource. In addition, a carbohydrate deficient diet can cause things like headaches, fatigue, weakness, difficulty concentrating, nausea, constipation. That's going to be more of that fiber conversation there, even bad breath and vitamin and mineral deficiencies. So we've talked about the three macronutrients and the importance of each and every single one. And so I hope this has been a little bit enlightening. This has been helpful, and that, you know, if you come across or hear about some sort of diet that cuts out or severely reduces any type of macronutrient, typically carbs or fat, I'm sure protein is there as well, but I just hope that you are able to discern and know that you should turn and run the other way. You need every single one of these macronutrients. They're so, so important. So I'm curious what your experience has been. Have you tried a different trend or diet that removes any type of important macronutrient? Let me know in the Facebook group. I'd love to just chat with you and hear what your experience is like. You can go ahead and find that Facebook group by logging into your Facebook app and searching for the Transformational Weight Loss for Moms community. I look forward to seeing you over there. I hope this was a helpful episode and that you feel more and more equipped to be able to prioritize getting each and every macronutrient. If you need help with setting macronutrients, deciding on how much you need for the health and fitness goals that you have in your personal life, reach out to me. I'd love to help you with that. Other than that, I hope you have a wonderful Tuesday, and I will see you on Friday morning.
Thanks, sis, for spending time with me today. I hope that you are blessed by the value, encouragement, or action steps that we discussed in today's episode. If you are inspired, challenged, or learned something new that is helping you, would you do me a favor and share this episode? Together, let's help other mamas get the breakthrough and the transformation they've been dreaming of. And I would be incredibly grateful if you could take 30 seconds right now, scroll down to the bottom in Apple Podcasts, and leave me a review. This helps me to know if you're liking the show. It helps other ladies find the show too. And I am blessed every time I hear your story and experience. Don't forget to connect with me on IG and Facebook, and be sure to join my free community on Facebook at Transformational Weight Loss for Moms. You'll also want to check out my website at transformationalweightlossformoms.com. This is where you'll find other resources and current programs for when you're ready to dive deep and work together to create your transformation story. Until next time, I pray you gird yourself with strength while renewing your mind and transforming your faith and fitness as you partner together with God.